Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everyone. It's usually the Mom and Michael Hour, but if you've just heard, Michael is not able to join us tonight. He's in Los Angeles and was in a wedding, I believe. And of course, he says hello. He feels bad when he's not here, Jonathan. I tell him you deserve vacations too, so go right ahead. Jonathan Lowe and I are taking on this hour, and this is our last hour of tonight. So we hope you have enjoyed all that you've heard so far. Hey, Jonathan, as we were talking a moment ago, I was talking a moment ago about Ukraine versus Russia. And I'm just curious to know if you understand all of the reasons why we are seriously steeped in this at this time, especially when it comes to money.
Well, I don't understand every reason. I've heard things, but I don't know. I'm not a geopolitical savant or expert or anything like that.
I'm not asking you to be. I'm just curious to know what you have gleaned from it all. How do you feel about how involved we are?
Well, there are people that say that this was the potential of this was high because there are people out there that have thought, and I would maybe say rightly so, that Ukraine has basically been used in a what you would call a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia. And basically the Ukraine, the country of Ukraine has been the middle figure, the patsy, some would say the puppet of tensions between the U.S. and Russia, and instead of going directly at each other, they go through some sort of intermediary, which in this case would be Ukraine. And unfortunately, it has gotten really bad, and countries don't try to – I think they're the countries that are the intermediaries and in the middle, they don't want to be in the middle of this. They don't want to be in the middle of the U.S. versus Russia or the U.S. versus China or the U.S. versus North Korea. They want to be their own countries and live their own lives. And when this sort of thing happens, innocent people get hurt. Innocent people get killed. And it's tragic in any way you can think of. And did we lose Geralyn?
I'm so sorry. I'm talking. I keep forgetting to touch that. I have so much on my mind. Oh, my goodness. You know, that I did lose it. What was that? Two Sundays ago or something,
yeah.
All of a sudden I dropped. Yeah, nightmare. I want to say that we've given so much money to Ukraine. I believe back in August it was like $2.98 billion to aid Ukraine, and that was from the U.S. Department of Defense. And then there was announcing this $2.98 billion just to aid Ukraine, and I thought the aid was guns and weapons. You know, when you say aid to me, I'm thinking food and shelter, that sort of thing. But I remember having a conversation with someone who knew that a lot of this money was going to, it was our weapons that were being sent.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing that's been shared or has been given to Ukraine is it's not money for humanitarian aid. It's money for weapons.
Right.
They're saying, give us weapons so we can defend ourselves. Give us weapons
not
so we can fight these guys, these folks back. They haven't been asking for humanitarian aid because the entirety of the country is not under attack at this point. It's mainly in the east. Now, Russia's initial thought was to take over the entire country, as far as we know, but that's failed. It has failed in this particular circumstance, and I don't know if they're ever going to get Kyiv into Kyiv or get Kharkiv back or some of these other places that they're starting to potentially lose to the counteroffenses from Ukraine's army.
Yeah, it's just really quite remarkable. TheHill.com, I've read that many times. They're saying that this was at the end of August. Here's every weapon U.S. has supplied to Ukraine with $13 billion so far. And it's just shocking to look at that number, right? But there's a part of me that says they deserve it. You know, there's a part of me that says, thank goodness we're helping them. Because without Ukraine in that space, we don't know where Russia would have started. We don't know how far they would go. This particular country, Ukraine, has been able to stop Russia in many instances. Now, will it continue like that? I don't know, because he does have the power of the nuclear weapon, and I'm so nervous about that. I'm so nervous. Do you ever lose sleep about that sort of thing?
I don't lose sleep, but am I concerned? You better believe I am. This is
you're concerned, but I'm losing sleep over it.
There are people in this world that would go so far as to say, you be darned, you be damned, I'm going to have my power, I'm going to control as much as I can, and to bleep with the rest of you. And if that means wiping you off the face of the earth, that's what it means. And Vladimir Putin has always seemed, because I don't know if we saw this coming when he was first elected president, but for a long time, that's who he's been. That's who he has seemed to be. And so, yeah, the guy that wants to score 8 goals or 80 goals in a Russian hockey game and wants to have photo or pictures of him riding shirtless on a tiger, he thinks a lot of himself, and he thinks a lot of the power that he has. And that could be a very scary thing.
Yeah, well, I can't say that we haven't had that right here in America as well.
Neither can I.
Especially with the previous. So major weapons that I'm reading about on the Hill. It says high mobility artillery rocket systems and ammunition. The U.S. has committed 16 of these mobility artillery rocket systems since late May, and it is lighter. It is a lighter wheeled system that can allow Ukrainians to hit Russian targets within Ukraine from further distances. You know, that was shocking to me, but it doesn't say how many they sent. Now, the next one says 1,500 tube-launched, optically tracked, wire-guided, goodness, Geraldine, missiles. And they're manufactured by Raytheon. The TOW missiles are long-range precision, anti-tank, and assault weapons that can hit targets up to 4,500 meters away. That's impressive. Then there's the 15mm howitzers. You ever heard of a howitzers? H-O-W-I-T-Z-E-R-S. What do you know about them?
I believe they are. I'd have to look it up. They've been around for a while. Howitzers have. I'm trying to remember what particular type of weapon they are. Give me a second.
Well, it says here it's a towed field artillery piece that can hit targets up to 30 kilometers or 18 miles away.
It's kind of a cross between a cannon and a mortar type of weapon. It shoots off these, like you said, these weapons, not necessarily missiles, but yeah, they shoot mortars. So they're shooting from a distance and shooting these mortars to cause extreme damage wherever they can, wherever they land.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. And of course, there are two different howitzers, 155mm and 105mm. I think is millimeter. So there you go. 120mm mortar systems is the next one. The U.S. Army uses three versions of the 120mm mortar systems, but they are designed to provide close range, quick response, indirect fire during tactical combat. The U.S. has sent 20 of these systems, as well as 85,000 rounds of 120mm mortar ammunition. That's a lot of ammunition. That's a lot, you know, and as I sit here and read through it, I'm already worn out just thinking about how many more there are that have been sent to Ukraine, and, you know, how many have they lost? You know, has Russia been able to steal from them? So I really got to get on, you know, get online and look to see if I can find those kind of things out, because now I'm really curious. I'm going to try to do that before I go to sleep tonight, because I really want to know. Are you ever interested in that?
I'm not interested necessarily in what is being sent and how much of what is being sent, because when you look at a country the size and scope of Ukraine and the military that they have, and you look at a country that is next door in Russia and the size and the scope of the military they have, just the military, not even the population and the land size. This is a molehill versus a mountain in many respects. And if it was just left up to what Ukraine has and what resources they have, this would have been over a long time ago. It really would have.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't worried about it at first. Things seemed to be getting there. We were helping in various ways. And now it goes back and forth. You know, we hear from different outlets, news outlets, oh, hey, by the way, yeah, you know, Russia's really getting hit and Ukraine is pushing them back. Then the next thing you know, some other crazy thing happens on the border of Ukraine and you start going, oh my gosh, how long is this going to continue? And I haven't read anyone saying how long this could last.
I would love this thing to end tomorrow.
Yep, me too.
I would love it to end. Now it's, you know, it's basically getting to daylight in Eastern Europe. I'd love it to end by the end of Monday over there. This is a war. This is a war. There is no,
I know.
There's no clock on a war. And so it's going to take as long as, unfortunately, it has to take to get the objectives done from one side or the other, or to come together to get some sort of truce, some sort of accord drawn up. And the way things are going, I don't know how soon that's going to be. It seems like it's going to be a while.
Do you know what other countries are helping out as well?
A lot of Europe
helping
is.
Helping Ukraine?
A lot of Europe is helping out Ukraine. You know, Germany and France and England and I believe Italy. A lot of the European Union is trying to help out with weaponry as well. We are by far helping them out the most. We've given them the most resources, but they're getting help from other places.
Countries,
huh?
Yeah, nearly 50 countries are continuing. You know, now some of them are their discussions on support to Ukraine. Some of them are thinking about it, but about 50 countries are either involved or some of them are thinking about it, getting very close to saying yes. So I don't know. I don't know how far this is going to go. Are you at all concerned that there's going to be a nuclear weapon dropped?
Yes, of course I'm concerned. Like I said, think of the guy that has his hand on the button. That's right. Who I'm concerned about. Yes, there is concern. Again, this is maybe thinking light of it. And we got a break after this, but think about the 80s movie War Games.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
The end of War Games, when the computer is going through all the simulations, and they finally get to the conclusion that the game Thermonuclear War, I don't want to play a game where nobody wins.
This has been talked about for decades in this country and on this planet. So I really hope that this will be over soon, but it doesn't look likely, that's for sure. We got to take a break, and we'll come back in a moment.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, you guys, I know you've probably heard already. And if you don't know who he was, his name was Coolio. That was his rapper name, you know, American rapper. And his real name, when I read it, I was very surprised. His name is Artist Leon Ivy Jr., known professionally as Coolio. And he first rose to fame as a member of the gangster rap group WC and the Mad Circle. Coolio achieved mainstream success as a solo artist in the mid to late 90s. And his albums, It Takes a Thief, Gangsta's Paradise, and My Soul, were some of the favorites of his fans. He was born August 1st in 63 and died on September 28th last week in Los Angeles. So really, when I first heard this, I was very surprised at my reaction to it. When I heard it, and it was Coolio, I'm not a big rap fan, and for some reason, I was moved to my core when I heard this. And he died while he was at a friend's Los Angeles house on September 28th, as I said, and he was discovered unresponsive on a bathroom floor. He was pronounced dead by first responders, and he was 59 years old at the time of his death, which kind of surprised me. I guess I just didn't know how old he was. But I don't know, Jonathan, why it really bothered me. I didn't know this man. I knew some of his songs. Some of his songs were too crazy for me. But, you know, I don't know why I took it hard. I didn't sit and weep and wail, but I was emotionally bothered by it. And I keep asking myself, what was it about Cooley that made me feel this way? And I don't know. Did you know any of his music?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember when I didn't know him when he was with the groups he was with. I knew him as a solo artist.
Right.
And his first big hit as a solo artist was Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah.
And I want to say that came out in 96.
It was late 90s, I know. Yeah.
It was 95 or 96. And I just listened to it. I was like, oh, this is the coolest thing. This is the coolest thing. It was my late aunt that had to inform me. And again, I'm 14, 15, 16 at this time. My late aunt was the one that informed me that this was actually a remake of a, I believe, Kool & the Gang song, Fantastic Voyage.
Oh, Fantastic Voyage.
Yes, that one. And so The stuff that he came out with over the next few years, and I knew more of his hits. I didn't really dive into like his full albums and stuff like that, but I knew his hits. And the fact that he... Gangsta's Paradise became a worldwide phenomenon for that movie, Dangerous Minds. It became a worldwide phenomenon. It got him a Grammy. I can't remember whether he got an Oscar or was nominated for an Oscar for it. But I don't think he got the Oscar, but I think he was nominated. But that kind of... In the same vein as Run DMC and MC Hammer and Will Smith, they kind of opened up Beastie Boys. They opened up rap music wow. to a more general audience. They were the ones that helped to take rap from a niche and grow the audience. And in a different way than, you know, NWA did or Tupac Shakur or Snoop Dogg. They both did it in different ways. Coolio was someone that you could that seemed approachable as a rapper and a rap artist, a hip hop artist. Plus, you know, he came out in his later years and he started doing cooking things. He had like a YouTube cooking channel or a show. And so this was a guy that you didn't know. You know, I don't know how many people knew him, but he seemed like you could get to know him and you could sit down and you could talk to him. And that, I think, is why many people have reacted to his death so strong.
Right. I agree with that. I do agree with that. I know we need to take a break, so we'll come back in a moment.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, everyone, as we wrap up our last segment tonight, our last half hour of this incredible show I call Still Talking. I've been with you for 23 years, and you've stuck with me all these years, and I'm so happy that you have. Really grateful. I know it's October, and it is time to talk Halloween, although I really have such disdain for it. It's remarkable to me that Christmas and Halloween were neck and neck. And now I read last year that it surpassed Christmas as far as money that was spent on the holiday. Did you hear that last year, Jonathan?
Not surprised.
I am so surprised at that. But, you know, a lot of people have walked away from church. A lot of young people don't want to hear about it. A lot of young people think, oh, it's a lot more fun to do Halloween. So I don't know. But of course, the movies, my goodness, the movies, you know, every commercial is something really horrible and awful to look at. So I just, you know, turn it off. The interview, what is it called? Interview with the Vampire. You remember when that came out years ago? You remember that, Jonathan?
Yep.
Brad Pitt was in it, and I can't think of the other really handsome one.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, there you go. And it has an undying legacy, and now there is a rebirth on television for that particular movie. And I thought,
Wait, what? Did you just say it has an undying legacy?
That's what's written right here in front of me, on CNN.
Wordplay!
Well, there you go. Yeah, and there are a lot of other shows that are streaming, you know, vampires and... Oh, goodness. It's just too much. And it used to be that it would start later. Like, you know, you start seeing those kind of movies in late October, like right before October 31st. But no. It's coming out early this year.
Okay.
It's too much.
I don't want to hear nothing about Halloween and how it's early. Number one, I agree with you. I was out... I think at the beginning of last month in September, and I saw, I saw one of the Spirit Halloween stores already open.
Oh, yeah. They always pop up, don't they?
Yes. And so I was like, oh, we're already getting to that point. But no, in context of getting ready for the holiday season.
Yeah.
No, that I still say that has nothing on the Thanksgiving stuff and the Christmas stuff that you'll start seeing right about now.
No.
Yes.
The Halloween started back in August. No. No,
everything
Halloween
is
out way
everything
before.
Everything is too early. Everything.
No. Mm-mm. You think Christmas is too early?
I think that the commercialization and the celebration and the the pushing on of the holiday season starts too early. Let us get to and through Halloween and give us a week. Let us get to and through Labor Day and give us a week. You know, let us get at least a week or two past the holiday that's coming up before we start thinking of the next one.
Okay, let me just read a little bit to you from CNN. It says, October was made for Halloween, and Netflix is getting in the spirit with The School for Good and Evil. And that's starring Kerry Washington, I love her, and Professor Dovey, as Professor Dovey, and Charlize Theron. Oh, wow, I haven't heard her in a long time. As Lady Lesso, the story centers around a pair of best friends, Sophie and Agatha, who find themselves on opposing sides of modern fairy tale. Oh, you know, you say Halloween and people go nuts. They love this kind of stuff. I do not. Do you watch it?
I don't. I probably should watch a couple things here and there, but I usually don't.
Yeah, I think you probably do more than you know.
You just said four words that might make me really want to watch. Kerry Washington, Charlize Theron.
Yeah. They are both beautiful. That is very true. I get that. But no, don't do it. It's so disturbing.
I'm sorry. Again, you talk about the Halloween movies and these things, these creepy movies that come out and all this mm-hmm. here and
every
here
year
and
I do that to you. Every year.
I'm sorry. It does not hold a candle to the Christmas movie factory known as the Hallmark Channel.
Okay. So
it doesn't.
Christmas in July. It's Christmas in July. I get it.
A Hallmark Channel. Just there is a channel where you are inundated.
But if someone came to you and said, "Hey, I'm doing this movie for Hallmark, and I think you'd be the perfect character," I bet you wouldn't laugh then. I bet you'd take that job.
I'd have to see the number of zeros first. I got a price.
You already have it?
If I'm going to have my face plastered over Hallmark Channel for the rest of eternity, I got a price. And there are people here that work
price?
At this station.
Tell me.
There are people here that work at this station that I know love the Hallmark Channel. If this ever gets out to them, they'll probably look at me side-eyed for the rest of time. But I'm telling you, I got a price.
You know what bothers me about Hallmark? I don't mind it at all. It's one thing that bothers me is that it's always based on the kiss. Always. And the kiss is usually horrible. Show me a good kiss, will you please? There's one particular movie, I won't say the name of it for Hallmark. And finally, it's just this beautiful, wonderful, loving, tender kiss. And I'm going, yes! It's a real kiss, because some of the guys on that show never look like they want to kiss. They don't look like they want to kiss. Just saying, they don't look like they kiss. Soon as she gets close, it's like they're preparing, they're licking the lips and, you know, trying to look in her eyes. And they all just go, God, I got to do this again.
So basically what you're saying is, and I'm going to take you back, trying to think how long ago this was, 15, 20 years ago. You remember the commercials with Bitter Beer Face?
No.
You don't remember those commercials? It was for a specific type of brand of beer, and they wanted to promote them because they were saying if you drink, you know, the other generic types of beer, you'd get this Bitter Beer Face. It looks like it's halfway between like vomiting and sucking on a lemon.
Okay, all right, okay. Slumber is soon. I'm yikes. Jonathan, if I could throw something over to the building, I would.
This is why I told you earlier tonight. This is why I told you I'm trying to avoid the slap in a box. That's why I told you this tonight.
See, I want to run through October or go someplace that is so beautiful and just so peaceful that I never have to even turn the TV on. I would love that for October. I just don't want to see any of the and the killings and the way they kill in these movies and eat people. And it's just too much. It's like we have so much other stuff to deal with. Why that? And you're probably watching some of them, aren't you?
No, the movies, no. I'm not a horror movie person, usually. I'm not a horror movie person. I have watched some of those procedural shows, crime procedural shows, like Bones, like Castle, where you might see, you know, decapitation or dead bodies or all this icky stuff. But as far as like the slasher films and that sort of thing, I'm not into them. I think people are into them. Some people are into them because could it happen in real life? Yes. But it's a But it's a rarity that it happens in real life, and it's so over the top. It's so over the top, and you think and people think of, okay, really, would I do that in this situation? And they get into psychology. They get into the psychosis and the psychology of the killer and the people that are surrounding the killer and all this different stuff.
You're killing me. You're killing me. Are you really going to go down this list?
Yes.
Jonathan, yes. I just said to you, I have no interest in this stuff.
I'm just giving you
don't hear,
you
don't hear me telling. No,
I'm just giving you what the people say.
I'm asking you, what are you saying?
I'm just saying what the people are saying. I'm not saying what I'm saying. I'm just saying what the people are. Trying to give an idea of what they may be thinking about when they watch these movies, and I think a lot of people. They may get an adrenaline rush. They may look at it as just popcorn fodder. They don't think it's going to be a serious threat to them. Mm. So that's my thought on it.
I literally have my finger wrapped around my lips so I won't see anything.
Okay. That's good because we got a break anyway.
Oh, we do, don't we? Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Thank God. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 10:53, and as we wrap up tonight, I tell you, there's so much in the news, but I'm just curious to know how you're doing. I really am. How are you doing? Is it difficult for you to get up every morning, Monday through Friday? Is it difficult for you to come home and crawl into your bed every night after working and after talking to people and after being in arguments and so much more? I wonder if you have a chance during the week to just exhale, you know, eat something that you love to eat, drink something you love to drink that's good for you, and you say to yourself, I did that. Have you ever thought about that? Well, here's the thing. A lot of us think about it, and then we just say we won't do it. But I've been doing it lately. I've been making sure that I find some joy. When I don't have joy, I go upstairs, and I literally make myself go into this. It's not a trance or anything where I'm just constantly saying to myself what I need to say. And in order for me to just wake up again and say, don't forget that, Geraldine, don't forget that. You hear about people who say they put things into the universe. I talked about that earlier tonight. They put things in the universe, and some people think that's just hilarious and stupid, you know. But why not try it? I mean, how can you be harmed by that, really? Try it. Put something that you really want or desire, something that you really hope will happen for you. And instead of saying hope, it's going to happen. Now, I don't do that, but some people do, and it works for them. But the bottom line is, in order for us to get through all the mess that is happening right now in the United States, not just around the world, that could be a whole nother conversation, but at least right now in this moment, it's about us doing better, doing more to be better. And I'm really trying to do that. I'm trying to do it with my weight. I'm trying to do it with my education. I graduate in May, I hope. I believe so. I might have one class after that, but I'll get to walk for sure. And you just say to yourself, what else can I do to make myself better for the world? Not just better for me, but better for the world. So as you're about to lay down, or if you're already listening while you're laying in your bed, please realize and accept that we have to share with others exactly what we're doing right for the world. And it's what you absolutely believe, that you're doing right for the world. My right for the world does not include pain and anguish and murder and those sorts of things. And I hope yours are not too. Just know that you are loved, even if you don't feel the love. Just be patient. Keep looking for it. Keep expecting it. And it will come. I'm a witness to that. It will come. So to everyone that have listened tonight and stuck and stayed with us right here at WCCO, Jonathan and I, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for loving us, suggesting to me. I love that too. And I look forward to having you on again next Sunday. Until then, stay safe. Stay well. Just know that whatever it is that's going bad in your life is your storm, but you'll get through it. I've had my storms, and I've gotten through it. Keep smiling through it, because I tell you, it's painful, but it's well worth it. And when you come out, honey, you're looking around going, ooh, wait, I did that. With the help of so many, I did that. With the help of God, I did that. Jonathan, it's been a pleasure having you on tonight. You know, it's always great for us to talk. I miss Michael. I know you did too. And he'll be with us hopefully next week. And if not, I'll let you know for sure. I love this song. By the way, Beyonce's sister Solange, yeah, she did this thing, man. She actually wrote an opera, I believe it was, for, let me see if I can remember. Well, just look up what's happening with Solange. She's doing great things and her sister is very proud. Have a good evening, everyone. And thank you so much, Jonathan. I sure appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.